Hi guys.
Hey.
This is Channel 9. Who are you guys? Can we just take some time with you?
Yeah, sure. Ta, bro.
So who are you?
My name is Ranjan. I work with SQL 2005 group.
Okay. How about
Hi,
you?
My name is Anup and I work again with Ranjan in the SQL 2005 group.
Okay. And what do you guys do again? You basically are in the product support team, right?
Yeah, we just walk around and see this place. That's what we do.
This is beautiful. That's why I actually came here. This is a golf course.
Yeah, this is a golf course. We just came for some fresh air at times.
And this is a cafeteria. Why is it so empty right now? Nobody likes snacks.
It's not dinner time yet. Come over in a dinner time, you'll see the crowd.
Okay. So tell me more about what kind of profile, you know, what kind of job you do.
I basically work with the SQL group, which is so far supporting SQL 2000. But we recently came up with a new product, SQL 2005, which we are supporting now. Few of the people, me and Anup and two other guys, are supporting that product. It's an interesting product given that amount of people now adopting SQL is increasing day by day. Last year, the total number of people who are using or downloaded or using the SQL server is more than any other database product in the world. SQL 2005 is the biggest ever database released in terms of amount of features. We have more than 5,000 new features added on from the previous version. So I think it's a great product.
Sorry, did I miss it? 5,000?
Yeah, 5,000. That's a big number. I mean, to know all that feature, it takes time. Forget about using all this. So,
yeah, basically, yeah, some new features like the CLR integration, the high availability solutions. These are some cool new features that have been added in SQL 2005. It gives you a lot of flexibility to, you know, write code in C Sharp, VB, and things like that. And, you know, the high availability solution like database mirroring is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Ranjan, what about some new features that you are working on?
Basically, right now, a lot of people are those who are early adopters of the product, so a lot of people are still testing their application on SQL 2005 to see how they are working. And I feel that most of the customers are jazzed with the new features that we have. As Anup said, a lot of features like you can build in the code inside the SQL server itself, which makes it around 40% more faster than you're building a business logic outside the SQL server. And that gives you a great advantage just straight away without putting in any kind of cost. That's one of the good features that I think most of the developers are now simply jazzed by this new feature. Again, other features like high availability option, where many users can use a database simultaneously without being blocked by each other. Databases or data, say for sake, or a simple record is updated, and other users can still read that data. That's again a big win. I mean, kind of issues we saw previously. A lot of users get blocked and waiting for other users to complete their transactions. But in SQL 2005, there's simply awesome features like database mirroring, where you get a failback option without any additional hardware. Whereas other failover options like clustering, you have to significantly invest on the hardware. Whereas database mirroring, you just need to invest anything. It's all so transparent that the users doesn't even come to know that the database which was so far serving their purpose is down and other database has taken over. So I think a few of these features, when users will start using them, we'll see their real powerhouse the SQL Server 2005 is.
So when we talk about what you guys really help, you know, for the users or people who have a problem with SQL, obviously the old version.
Basically, what me and Ranjan look into is the performance side of SQL Server.
Okay.
We basically help the customers tune the performance of their SQL Server. And by performance, we mean, you know, performance in all aspects. If it is, you know, related to memory, it's related to query tuning and things like that.
Okay.
Again, you know, the customer range we have is very immense. Like, we have, you know, customers who are just new to SQL Server, who are migrating from other database servers to SQL Server. So in those scenarios, we kind of have to explain to the customers how the SQL Server database is different from the other databases. And again, we have, you know, some customers who have been using SQL Server for a long time. Their knowledge level of SQL Server is very high. So we had to rise up to their standards to give them the kind of support and the results that they need from us.
Right. So you guys are more of consultants, right? I mean, you help those people to optimize their...
Well, we can't say we are consultants. We work more on break-fix scenarios. So it's not that, you know, someone comes to us with a very slow server and we kind of fix up the whole problem. We kind of teach them how to solve their problems by showing them how to tune up, you know, the most bottlenecked query. We kind of show them how to tune them so that they kind of learn from us and they go ahead forward troubleshooting their server on their own. So we kind of, you know, basically educate our customers to kind of work it out themselves.
Okay, that's great. So, I mean, we just talked about this beautiful place here.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys tell me more about how is it in Bangalore? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it?
The weather is simply awesome.
The weather is awesome.
Kind
sure.
of find a
so everybody
in
say
India,
that.
24 hours a day, 12 months, all throughout is wonderful. It's simply wonderful.
It is beautiful. What do you not like about Bangalore?
That part.
Traffic.
Something I can see it here. What?
Yeah, you zoom to the Bangalore.
Nah, that doesn't look too bad actually right now.
Wait for another half
I've seen worse. And what about the cuisine? What's your favorite here at the cafeteria?
Favorite here, the music is all hanging around the background.
Oh, those guys doing that, playing the guitar.
The music group. They have some events coming up. They're practicing for that.
Cool.
The guy's stretching his hand, playing after 2 hours.
I'll be stretching mine soon, holding this camera.
Sure.
That's great. Okay. So, tell me, what is it? What's your typical day here at?
A typical day is around 9 to 10 hours. If you don't want to stick more, of course, here. So, it's like 4 to 5 hours. We are normally in the inbound queue. Where customer call in and we hear their problems and try to sort out their problems. And apart from that, we have a 1 hour of hanging around here and there and doing stuff. And around 2 to 3 hours, we maybe more at times we do researching in our lab. We have a wonderful lab here which has, I think, almost all kind of hardware we can think about. And we have to do some kind of research about to repro the customer scenario that we get, the situations we get
right.
from the customers, and try to get out some kind of solution out of the box. Not all the time we can find a straight away solution, so we have to think out of the box to get a solution for our customers at times.
So you actually have a real hardware scenario there.
We have all kinds
all
of
this
hardware.
Time I was thinking that you
come
do
to our
a
lab, you'll
emulation
see everything you can think about, right? About high-end SANs to high-end servers, all kind of platforms you can think about. Yeah, we have everything we can think of. And lab time turnaround is very good. In an hour, you request any kind of hardware, you get that hardware, and then bang, you start your repro steps.
That's awesome. So, okay, let's get to what kind of knowledge or what kind of background does someone require to become someone like you Microsoft?
Basic thing you need is that kind of aptitude to think about a problem, and even though the solution is not there, you try to think that if I would have been in the situation the customer is, what would have been in my best plan? And use all your resources that Microsoft can provide, and try to come up with a solution that suits the best with the customer's business. No matter how big the product is, no matter how intelligent the product is, if that product is not helping the customer doing what they are doing, it's not up to it. It's not worth it to buying a product. So every customer buy our products to help them to do what they are best at and do better. So we have to think out of the box. My background, I started my career as a developer. I have around about 5 years of experience. Then I came to database administration. I did some OLAP projects, data warehousing projects, biggest companies, telecom companies. Then I came into Microsoft.
Anything you want to add?
Well, I don't have much as to boast as Ranjan did because he's got a good career behind him. I started off at Microsoft straight from college. I'm a direct college hire.
Okay.
And basically this is my first job.
So great, maybe people want to hear more about how they can get into it like this.
Basically Microsoft did come down to our campuses in Kerala. They kind of conducted interviews and tests. And basically it was just, you know, a normal kind of a test where you had a lot of aptitude testing and attitude kind of tests. You know, the interviews were more attitude based and things like that. And really speaking, all you need to get into Microsoft support is just to have a good attitude and a good aptitude to solve problems.
Right. And there is this whole famous thing about the Microsoft conundrum, the special question, right, which is supposed to be a toughie, which doesn't really have an answer, but they test your attitude there.
Right.
So how did you face that one?
Well, that's a tough question. I mean, basically what I did was I just spoke my heart out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of assumed myself in that scenario where the interviewer put me and thought of a solution what I could give it to him. So that's basically what I did, and yeah, I'm here.
Great. So I'm sure you have a great career ahead of you, like he has one behind of him.
I think the whole idea is just be yourself.
Right.
Don't portray anyone else. Be yourself. And if you have it and you develop that attitude of bringing out solution, thinking creatively, that's all you need to be in Microsoft. Nothing big. That's it.
Right. So any last words?
Last words are...
About your job, about...
Yeah, I love my job. I mean, best part of my job, what I can think of, speaking to a heterogeneous set of people, where all kind of people, starting from new adopters, early adopters, to really geek people, where you have 40,000 people working on technologies, and they are really, really, maybe some people, I'm just 25, 26 years old, and I've seen people who are 60 years old working on technology for past 30 years, more than my age. So having those people and get the appreciation at the end of it, where they admire your work, the product, that's the best part of our job.
That's the best take home, right?
Yeah.
Great. Anything else you want to add? Otherwise, we can just...
I mean, what I would like to add is basically, you know, once you help a customer and, you know, we resolve his problem, the satisfaction that you get, you know what, I've done this for him, or the satisfaction you get when he sends you a small mail, hey man, thanks, you've done it and you've saved my day, that gives you a big satisfaction and you kind of feel so happy about
good.
It.
Good, I hear that a lot in this organization.
Yeah, that's the best thing about this job, and that's what I love about it.
That's great. You guys are full of passion here.
Yeah.
Okay, great talking to you guys.
Thank you
so much, and bon appetit.
Yeah.